Rewinds are brought to you by Laughlin and Wolfington, your home sold guaranteed realty. Find out how much your home is worth instantly at LaughlinWolfingtonRealty.com.
Lincoln Police Chief Lee Miller, we do not end this conversation without telling people about the event coming next Tuesday evening, the National Night Out. How does that sound to you, Chief?
I appreciate it.
I promised you, and thank you for keeping your promise of calling in to talk with us this morning as we look a lot to Lincoln these days. I promised you only three questions. I want to add a fourth, but for those just getting up to speed on what's been happening, I'll ask you, what did happen concerning Carl Hartley, sir?
Well, we took a call of several callers that made a complaint of his erratic driving, and we ended up catching up to that vehicle on the Lee Road, and the officer tried to stop him, lights and siren, and he kept continuing on. He pulled into a business, and then he turned around in that business, and then he ended up striking one of our police cruisers.
Let me ask this as a side question to that. Did we recognize that it was his vehicle, and that's why we looked to pursue him to make sure that he was safe?
No, actually, it was a different white truck. So from the truck a week ago. We actually didn't know who it was. It was just an erratic vehicle.
Wow. The second question I promised that I would stick to, and I will ask, it's not what happened, it's... And it's a deeper question, Chief. How did this happen?
Well, I mean, so Mr. Hartley had a bail, I think, of $10,000, and he was able to post that bail. So he was allowed to get out. Unfortunately, he ended up getting behind the wheel again and we had probable cause that he was on drugs and, he ended up in a police car this time. Luckily, he didn't hurt anybody.
Now, the extra question that I wanted to ask you, because last we had a chance to talk, Chief, we were talking about the tightening budget in the town of Lincoln, and there was concerns that as they were snagging tighter the purse strings over at the town office, that there wouldn't be as much money for training. And do you need to replace a cruiser now?
No, it's probably got about $10,000 in damage. So it's actually our second car in a week that actually has been hit. So we're not having very good luck on this.
What, you got a bullseye painted on the side of them or something?
Right. And both of them weren't our officer's fault. So it just happened.
I don't know what the insurance rates are going to be, but I don't want to have to try to negotiate that. That's a town right. office problem. That's not we're talking with Lincoln Police Chief Lee Miller. The third question I wanted to officially ask you, and we're talking with listeners about it this morning, because we know in our nation we have a presumption of innocence, but we also have a need for public safety. So the question I lob to you, Chief, is how do we stop this, something like this, from happening again?
That's tough for on the law enforcement side because we're limited on what we can do, right? So, and the same thing with the DA's office, they're limited on what they can do, and they pushed, I haven't heard whether or not they revoked his bail, but that was the hope yesterday was to revoke his bail and have a hearing on that. So it's a tough thing. I mean, the same thing with the violation of bail conditions. It used to be a Class C crime if you committed a felony and then you committed another crime, the violation of bail was a felony, and it's not anymore. So that's certainly frustrating.
I'm going to break and take some calls from listeners and hear their thoughts in a moment. But take a moment, if you would, Chief, and tell us of the event coming next Tuesday evening in your town.
Yeah, so we're going to do National Night Out. It's the second time that the second annual one that we've done at Prince Thomas Park. We're going to have food, free food. We're going to have bounce houses. We're going to have some demonstrations, meet your officers. It was really a fun event last year. The officers really liked it. The public really liked it. So we're going to bring it back this year and do it again.
And everyone just got their invitation to the event in Lincoln. What time should we get there next Tuesday?
Well, we're starting at 5 and it'll go till 7 and there'll be hot dogs, hamburgers, chips, drinks. So everybody's welcome.
Get there early before the hot dogs run out. Lincoln Police Chief Lee Miller, we know you got a lot to do. Thanks for talking with us this morning. Stay safe. Let's not see any more cruisers get any dents, hopefully. And we'll talk to you again soon. Thank you, Chief.
Thank you.
1-800-966-1039. The question of the day asks, considering Carl Hartley, he hurt four people during Loonfest and then got the chance to hurt others. But thankfully, I think the deputy that navigated the situation, or one of the officers, I should say, that navigated the situation, saw to it that Carl Hartley only allegedly struck a police cruiser, not another person. Got to answer a question that's in the back of my head in a moment here. But first, caller, hi, it's Means Morning News. When someone is accused of a serious crime like that of Carl Hartley, what should carry more weight before trial, public safety or the presumption of innocence? Caller, what are you thinking?
I was wondering, with an individual like this that's on drugs, does the money part come into it when they want to keep him in jail or not? Because it must be really expensive to have a drug addict and then have to care for them.
Meth, we understand, was the drug, and the bail was $10,000 cash or $30,000 surety. Maybe he put his other white pickup up for surety. 1-800-966-1039. Text messages in a moment. Caller, hi. Means Morning News. When someone's accused of a serious crime like that we're talking about with Carl Hartley, what should carry more weight before the trial, public safety or the presumption of innocence? What are you thinking?
Well, in this case, it's public safety. Criminal justice means his bail should be revoked and he should be kept in prison or jail until the hearing comes up. Thank you.
1-800-966-1039. Checking some of the text messages coming to us, and you can text us as well. It's 601-207-4478. 601-207-4478. This person writes to us, how long before people start screaming if Carl Hartley weaponized his vehicle? Did he want police to shoot him? Is that because he's a white man? It would seem to me that if you're accused of a serious crime, you would be in jail until your trial. Our justice system needs to be reevaluated. Crazy to let someone out of jail if they're accused of a serious crime. What's going on? I do not disagree with that person. I'm not a judge, however, but I am someone who thinks. I'd like to think I'm someone that has a conscience. But if I saw someone that police say perpetrated a crime that hurt four people, questionably on drugs like meth, one person breaking two legs, let me rephrase that because the person didn't break their legs, one person whom the accused caused the breaking of two legs, I would consider that a serious crime, and I would think that bail would have been higher. In a moment, I'm going to answer a question that no one yet is asking. Caller, hi, Maine's Morning News. When someone is accused of a serious crime, what should carry more weight before the trial, public safety or the presumption of innocence?
Morning, gentlemen. Thanks for taking my call. It's a tough one because if you're caught red-handed like he is, obviously public safety, but presumption of innocence is important in case it would be in a case where you were accused of something like rape or something that has to be proven. Facts have to be investigated and whatnot.
Mm. Others are writing to us saying public safety. This person writes, as a former corrections officer, thank you for your service. Surety bail is almost always real estate, not vehicles, jewelry, etc. This person just tuning into the conversation, didn't hear me mention it maybe a half an hour ago. They write to us, look what they're doing with Elliot Cutler. How many times now? We mentioned that just a moment ago. We're counting six for Elliot Cutler. Six and climbing. If the crime doesn't involve a person, then bail makes sense. Well, in this case, in the first incident during Loonfest, well, you're right. It didn't include one person. It included four. Public safety should not come ahead of presumption of innocence. That's a foundation of this country and public safety. Why would we give that up for your rights? We're going backwards here, people. Think about it. Well, we present to you in the question of the day, which should come first, presumption of innocence or public safety. But we have incidents in our state where the crime allegedly committed is so heinous that we will not see bail granted. Often in cases of attempted murder, aggravated assault, depending on how severe the crime was. One more call, and then I'm going to answer the question that no one's asking. Caller, our question of the day online at WVOMFM.com, also on our Facebook and Insta page this morning. When someone is accused of a serious crime, what should carry more weight before trial, public safety or the presumption of innocence?
A hard call. But I got to go with public safety while keeping presumption of innocence right hand in hand. And the other thing is, with each repeat offenders, habitual offenders, we must get something, a pathway. We know this person has an addiction issue. Same with Elliot Cutler.
1-800-966-1039. I will chime in that in an email to us, Bob writes, question of the day. Maybe the toughest question of the day I've seen in a while. Here's the question no one's asking. I abhor passive sentences. Well, he got out on bail. No, he did not get out on bail. Someone opened the door for him to get out on bail. And the research shows that it's Maine District Court Judge Harris A. Mattson granted Carl Hartley bail following the first crash. Again, $10,000 cash or $30,000 surety. That happened on July 20th. And Hartley posted the surety bail. Oh, there it is right there. Using real estate 2 days later. Maine District Court Judge Harris A. Mattson is the judge, for whatever reason, that granted Carl Hartley the opportunity to post the bail that allowed Carl Hartley to get out, get behind the wheel of another white pickup, and then get involved in that pursuit that ended with crashing into a police cruiser in Lincoln on Saturday night.
Rewinds are brought to you by Laughlin and Wolfington, your home sold guaranteed realty. Find out how much your home is worth instantly at laughlinwolfingtonrealty.com.